Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The pressure is on. Today is the last day of Kelly and Anthony's Dog Days of Summer. Our goal is to raise enough money for two new canines for Fontana Police Department. That includes not only the dog, but the training for the dog as well. We have a goal of $30,000.
And I'll tell you what, we are getting close. We found out this morning that we have just gone over the $20,000 mark, which is huge. And this is our final day, so we're really trying to make that push.
And a lot of times when, you know, you donate money, you do it because, yeah, it's a good cause. But in the back of your mind, you might be going, what am I actually donating to? Like, where is this money going? So Fontana Police Department has been nice enough to join us all week long. Officer Gearhart, can you tell us a little bit about this training that we're talking about for these dogs? What goes into that?
We do a 6-week basic course, which is 5 days a week, 8 hours a day for six weeks straight. And that's taking a dog that knows nothing but has a really high drive and a real high willingness to learn, turning that dog into a dog that can do building searches, that can bite on command, that can tactically search buildings. So 6 weeks is like our very bare minimum for a basic apprehension training. We can take that out into the field, and then we have to continue to progress on that, obviously. But the training really never does stop.
Retired Fontana PD Lieutenant Gary Alice, you do a lot of the training. Maybe you can touch a little bit on this. At what point do you find a dog and you're like, okay, this is going to be a bomb dog versus like a tracking dog or a drug dog? Is there like a certain trait that you look for?
When we look at a dog for what they're going to be suitable to work for, any dog that has the hunt drive, a toy drive to chase a ball, retrieve it, bring it back to you, and more importantly, to hunt for it, we could usually train them as a detection dog as long as they're fine. They're not afraid of slick floors, loud noises, some other environmental testing that we do. As far as specificity for narcotics or bomb dogs, there's nothing specific that we look for. There are some things if a dog likes to do like what we call aggress odor. Some dogs, when they're learning and they find odor, they want to paw at it or try to bite it or grab it or whatever because they associate it with their toy. That's not a dog I want to use as a bomb dog. So that may be a dog that I steer into narcotics.
How many languages do you speak?
Just English, except for enough to control dogs in about probably 5 languages.
That's like the crazy thing. When they do these demonstrations and they're yelling out their commands and you're like, I don't even know what language you're speaking right now.
They were doing German?
I don't know.
What have we learned?
But I did ask them at one point, I said, okay, what if the bad guy learns German? Like, will your dog...
Oh, will he listen to the bad guy?
Will he listen to the bad guy? And they were like, no. And I was like, okay, well, bilingual criminals, you're not going to get away with it. Not with the canine department.
Absolutely not. We're going to continue our Dog Days of Summer tonight with our final pup crawl stop. You can join us at Rescue Brewery and Gastro Pub right there in the historic downtown Upland area. We'd love to see you there starting at 5:30 tonight.
Get all the details now at kfrog.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.